And we're back, continuing our weekend interview, considering, talking about the Marvin Joe Curry Powwow, the 26th annual Seneca Veterans Powwow to be held coming up next weekend, July 17th through the 19th at Vets Park, Broad Street, Salamanca. The Powwow Committee, almost every member of the Powwow Committee is here, and they're taking turns on the microphone. So I'm going to lift that one up, and Rick, you have at it.
Good morning. I'm Rick Jemison, Seneca from Cattaraugus Territory, Wolf Clan, and part of this year's Powwow Committee, and I'm here to talk about we're going to have an inaugural Seneca Red Drum Hellbender run. And what that is, it's the motorcycle club. It's the First Nations Motorcycle Club. Seneca chapter is sponsoring it, and that's going to be Saturday, July 18th at 7 a.m. registration. 9 a.m. kickstands up, and it's a 100-mile ride leaving from the Powwow grounds.
Wow.
And they say they're going to return by grand entry. I don't know how they're going to do that, but and they've got motorcycle parking provided. But I know that there's chapters from all over the area, not only in New York, but Canada. They have some in the United States because there are chapters all over. Recently, I was in Mohawk country, and I stopped at one of the art stores, and a fellow near told me that when he found out I was Seneca, he said, "Hey, I'll be seeing you Powwow weekend. Me and seven of my Mohawk brothers here are going to come down to join in the Hellbender run."
Wow!
So it's the words got out there, and well, like everything else with the Powwow, word has spread across Indian country that this is the place to be that weekend. We've got a tough job this year trying to maintain that top 10 standing in the National Powwow Circuit, but we're doing our best. We've been working hard to get ourselves organized and do the best job we can.
You guys have been doing a great job at it, Rick. Now, again, I've had the privilege of doing powwow interviews for over 5 years now and working with the various powwow committees, and some are vastly more organized than others. Others are like, well, we'll figure it out when we get there. You guys are doing a great job. You know, I pulled teeth to get people to come for powwow interviews, and it's rare that I have five people in the studio with me. Usually it's me and Penny just making it up as we go, but it's fantastic. And this is new, the biker run. What a thing. Boy, when those bikes come rolling back in, hopefully they'll be there before the noon grand entry. It'd be quite the traffic jam out front when the bike's rolling in and the grand entry going on inside. The roar of the Harley pipes may drown out the music.
Yeah, it'll be like rolling thunder coming in.
I love it. Love it.
That you'll be able to hear them from quite a ways. But, yeah, it's something new. You know, they asked if they could be part of the powwow, and we welcomed them in. Sure, why not? Because the powwow itself is, you know, it's a celebration of life, and it's a tribute to the Creator. And, you know, when you participate, that's exactly what you're doing. You're acknowledging the Creator, and the Creator gives it back to you, an ability to dance and sing and do the craft work to maintain the outfit that the dancers have to wear. Everything that goes on right down to our vendors, the food preparation, I mean, it's all a gift. And this year we have more vendors than ever. We've got over 45 food and craft vendors, both from the United States and Canada. And if anyone is interested, I think we still might have some room, but you'd have to contact Heath Garlow to find out more information about that. And this year we've our admission prices, I want to mention that. Friday night we've got free admission. And then for Saturday and Sunday, $10 for adults, $5 for students ages 5 to 17, and seniors over 60. So free admission for veterans in the military, must show your ID, and children 4 years and younger. I just wanted to mention that before my segment here. And
bring those little ones and they get in free. To contact Keith Garlow, if you are interested, give him a call, 532-4900, 532-4900. Ask for Heath. And just, you know, if they're going, Heath, who say the powwow Heath, they'll know where to put you. And this committee, I'm loving it, the work done. And you know, you guys, I really think that Marvin Curry would be proud of you. I really do. His pride in the nation and his pride in honoring all the veterans from all of the wars and conflicts, the war to end all wars and then the wars after that, all in the service that the Seneca people put in to the government and the armed services of the United States. And Joe Curry was way so proud of that. And the ship in Buffalo, I remember going up when I worked with employment and training, and Rick, you and I were talking about that. The incredible displays that he put on up there, almost single-handedly. I guess you would probably know more about Joe Curry, Marvin Curry, than the rest of us, if you can enlighten us a little bit, if there's anything you could, a little story, a Joe Curry story to tell.
Well, I just want to say that really it's truly an honor to serve on his committee and to participate in this powwow to not only honor the Creator, but to honor our Native veterans, men and women, who bravely served through numerous wars throughout North American history. And it truly is touching to know that what we're doing here is tops in the country. Marvin Joe Curry, we go way back. I remember when he would come back to visit, lived up on Plank Road and came back, and we had a long talk, and he had all these dreams and ideas, and it took him a while, but, you know, eventually he accomplished what he wanted to accomplish, and that was to educate, and he built a little museum there, and he got into his carvings. He did stone carving, wood carving. And each carving told a story, and that's what he wanted to do, was to perpetuate our culture. He was away from it so long because he served in Korea, he served in Vietnam, and he said that one thing that kept him going all the time was the thought of coming home and being able to participate. And, you know, it would sadden him, I could tell, when he talked about Vietnam, because he lost a brother there. And that part, he'd always get kind of quiet, but then he'd go on because he was also a very, very upbeat man. So, and that's what I remember about him, his smile. And, you know, every time we finished talking, you left with a smile. And I think that's the attitude that, you know, that prevails over this whole powwow, that it's a joyous occasion and people are smiling and laughing and just having a good time.
And you said it best. You'll leave with a smile guaranteed, and come down and be a part of the blessings the Creator has given us all. Wherever you're listening to this in WGWE land, wherever you are on the World Wide Web, you're invited to the Marvin Joe Curry Powwow, the 26th annual powwow. And we so much want you to come down. And Rick, you said it the best. Share in the blessings for all. Come down and sing and dance. And when the social dances, when you're invited to dance, don't sit in the bleachers. Get up and get out there. And you know, oh, I can't dance. Look around. What do they say all the time? Now, Barbie, sliding back in the microphone. Dance like no one's watching.
That's right, Smitty.
I love it. Rick, thank you so very much for your input here. And the powwow committee, they're doubling up, tripling up on me here. You know, what a great thing. You guys should be so proud of what you've done to pull this off. And I know Sunday night the 19th, about 10 or 11 o'clock, you've gone, oh, we made it. And Rick talked about the vendors coming, and if you're interested, call Heath out at 532-4900. And Barbara, your contact information for next year, which means you're going to be on the committee next year.
Yes, 945-1790, extension 3921, email barbara.hill@sni.org. And I'd also like to let you know and invite you to our veteran ceremonies. They're going to be held Friday at 5 o'clock, Saturday at 11, and Sunday at 11 o'clock. We have a veterans group coming from Oklahoma and Nebraska. And I'd also like to take the time here to name everyone on our powwow committee for 2015. We have Steve Gordon, Rick Jemison, Marsha Thompson, Leslie Pierce, Phelan Snyder, Sherry Dowdy, Steve Gates, Lottie Babar, Courtney John Jimerson, Bud Thompson, Tony Keyes, Heath Garlow, John Helgager, and myself, Barbara Lynn Hill.
And that's what a group you've put together. That's outstanding as you're checking off the names going, Wow, good. You have done a great job building this committee. I don't know who the committee chairperson is. Is that you, Barb?
I believe that's Bud.
And Bud's not here today, but he did last year's powwow interview, and one of my great friends, Bud. I love Bud, and he's a veteran, and we've come in and talked on Veterans Day, and you know what? After you've talked with Bud, you will truly honor the service that our veterans, the Seneca veterans, gave to this country. And Bud, you know, he has some scary stories. He has some things he was involved in that, that happened.
Right.
Things that happened, and knock on wood, he lived to tell about him, and he made that through. What do you think? Shall we just carry on here, Barbara? I think, and we should just run the clock and let's keep talking powwow because it's coming up next weekend. You don't want to miss this. Go ahead, tell me more.
We would like to invite you to join us for these 3 days. We hope that we'll provide an opportunity for families to gather together, for old friends to meet again, and for the forming of new friendship and bonds. Keep the songs in your heart. Have a safe journey to and from your homes, and we look forward to you returning with us next year. Yahweh.
That's outstanding. That's a great thank you, and folks, you'll leave with that in your heart. They're all gathered here, Barbara, figuring out what they're going to say next, so you better continue to talk with me here.
Okay.
We can reiterate. You can go down.
Actually, I'd like to share my own story. I am 32 years old. I'm a little bit younger. However, Marvin Joe Curry and my late grandfather, William Gumps Abrams, were very close friends, and I'm sure many of you can relate going to the USS Little Rock in Buffalo. And that was the ship Joe ran tours on, and he made sure you seen every nook and cranny of that ship.
You saw it all. When you went on that tour, there wasn't no 30-second tour. You got every inch of that boat.
That is right. Because this year's event will sport the name Marvin Joe Curry Veterans Powwow, Curry, who died in 2010, served two tours of duty during the Korean War and also served in the Vietnam War. A member of the Seneca Nation Snipe Clan, Curry was born on the Cattaraugus Territory before moving to Buffalo and eventually enlisting in the U.S. Navy. He also served as a ship superintendent at the Buffalo and Erie County Naval and Military Park for many years. He was a key leader in the establishment of the 2005 of the Seneca Nation's Veterans Memorial in Niagara Falls. The powwow annually brings thousands of visitors to Salamaica for a weekend of colorful dance competitions and music.
And don't forget, folks, when you're here in town, one of the thousands of people, High Banks Campground is now open for camping, which hasn't happened in so many years back that, you pile up campers behind the school and down around the community building and wherever you can find a spot off the side of the road. High Banks Campground is now open. And you can get more information. I'm going to just have him call probably Leslie, 945-1790. Brenda will answer the phone and just say, tell me about High Banks. And she'll hook you up to the right number, and we'll get that going. No, I love it. We're going to do that. You do that.
All right.
I'll let you do that.
If you need additional information, you can visit senecapowwow.org. Again, that's senecapowwow.org.
SenecaPowwow.org. Got it. Lick your finger. Write it in the dust on the dashboard of your truck so you don't forget. And again, if you're looking for accommodations, High Banks Campground is open. There's great campsites all around the powwow location at Vets Park, Broad Street in Salamaca. If you need a place to stay, we'll find you a place to stay. Right, Barb?
That's right.
You're here for the powwow and you need to spend the overnight. We'll find a spot for you. And don't forget, Seneca Strong hosting a Sober 49 that Saturday night. We really want to make that happen. Going down after the Joe Curry powwow. And Angie and Mike and the Seneca Strong group. And y'all know WGWE is a big... I'm the dumb guy who jumped in State Park Lake for Seneca Strong. So that's a great thing. And for more information, go ahead, Barb.
The Sober 49 activities will include a jump group, singing, dancing, and much more. This is going to be held at the Allegheny Community Center in Jimmersontown, New York, which is about maybe 5 minutes from the powwow grounds.
Not even that long. And we remind you, please, that all activities, S&I activities, are drug and alcohol free, and especially the powwow. Okay, that's not where you want to go and be drunk and stupid. we don't want that to happen. You can be stupid, that's all right. I specialize in that. But you don't have to be drunk and stupid doing it.
And there's also no smoking.
Thank you very much.
On powwow grounds.
That's a great thing.
The location of the Allegheny Community Center, the address is 3677 Administration Drive, Salamaca, New York, 14779. Again, this event is a Sober 49, and it is hosted by Seneca Strong.
Basically, go west from the powwow grounds on Route 417 Broad Street. You're going to make a right-hand turn onto R.C. Hogue Drive right there by says the fat guy, by Burger King. Head down in, you'll see the beautiful Seneca Allegheny Administration Building out your left-hand window. Head down in past the Lionel R. John Health Clinic, and you're going to take the first right onto Center Road. right? Center Road? Or the first left on the Center Road. Sorry, we've got you lost now. And you'll be at the Allegheny Community Center. It's that easy to get to. The phone number there, 945-8119, should you happen to get lost and drive around in circles. It's not real big. Stop anybody you see and ask them where the Allegheny Community Center is, and they'll put you in the right direction. Barbara, anything you want to add before we let you guys get out of here?
I'd just like to reiterate what Rick talked about. New this year, there'll be a motorcycle run called the Inaugural Seneca Red Drum Hellbender Run, held in conjunction with the powwow on Saturday, July 18th. Registration begins at 7 with kickstands up at 9. The 100-mile ride leaves from the powwow grounds. The highlights of the powwow, the grand entries take place 7 p.m. Friday night, July 17th, noon on Saturday, 7 o'clock on Saturday, and July 19th. I'm sorry.
Yep, you're right. Saturday the 18th, two of them, and then Sunday the 19th.
We'll have one on at noon. Thank you.
That's it. That's my birthday. I don't forget that. I get to go to the powwow and celebrate my birthday down there. No, I won't tell you how many.
I think he deserves it.
Yeah, way older than you. Anybody else? Anybody hop in here, guys, before we let you on out of here and put you back to work? They're all in deep discussion, and I want to make sure that we talk all about it. What you need to know, powwow, 7 o'clock Friday, July 17th, noon and 7 Saturday, July 18th, noon on Sunday, July 19th. Come down. You don't have to see them all, but come and see one. Your entire world will be better because of your visit to the powwow. The Creator, as Rick said, the Creator will smile upon you. Blessings will follow you. You will be able to share in the joy and the fun of a Seneca Veterans powwow, the third annual Marvin Joe Curry Seneca powwow, and the 26th annual Seneca powwow here in Salamanca. Barb, thank you. You stepped right up. Everybody else in the room, thank you so much, and we'll see you at the powwow if it's okay.
Sounds good. Yeah, Smitty.